Hello. I've not been taking my medication, my antipsychotics, for a long time, and of late, I've symptoms include feeling empty, feeling lost, and I've today been sojourning around Derby Royal Hospital, ringing up pharmacies. I've got a prescription, but there's actually been a shortage of medication. My medication. Last time I was very tormented when I didn't have my meds for a few days. As soon as I took one, I was well again. I'm awaiting a call from the doctor. I've come to realise that humans are very peculiar, and we seek habit, and regardless of placebo or whatever, I have typically, historically, been taking my medication. When I saw my friend's grave the other day, I just overcome with emotion. I don't think that would have happened. Of course it would, but obviously being off medication, I just feel like I'm back to, of course I would under any circumstances. It was very, let's just see, things are coming to the surface, and the one thing that is coming to the surface off meds, which I do call chems, because I'm obsessed with John Robinson, is how empty I was feeling. Just how empty the standard me is. So, I guess that I'm not as bad as I was when I was really clinging on to my dear sanity, being tormented. As soon as I took one, though, this is a while ago, because I do always take my medication. This time, I think because so much of it's in my bloodstream, I feel that that's why I'm still as I am. But it's not so much been torment this time. It's been pointlessness. It's been meaninglessness. And it's quite interesting. I think that it's good for me to talk on here. And I'm very confident that I'll have a good chat with the doctor this evening. And I'll work out a way to get hold of some chems, meds, sorry. I do love the film The Bourne Legacy. I do. It talks to me because there's a lot of science in there. It's got everything in it, like, but it doesn't mention programmable meds. And I know it's fiction. Please don't have a go. But it's been entertaining recently speaking to similar members of the psychiatric. That's basically a coined term for my friends who I either met in hospital or share the common bond of having a mental health condition with. Call it what you want, but it has been amusing. Saying like, I'm off chems, I need viraling off. Oh, I've been viraled off. Programmable meds, blah blah blah. But it's just been a fantasy, really. I'm still at 40. I feel that it's brought things to a head being off meds here, because I'm so isolated. It has, in fact, opened my eyes to a cold, cold world where, you know, Matrix, here we come. I'd rather take the pill that keeps you in the Matrix at this stage. But it was nice talking with my father earlier about, just generally speaking, life being meaningless. But I do feel that my honouring of the Queen, have mercy and all forgiveness, is to lead a life serving others, because that's giving. This is the best thing for my soul. That's how I'm aligned. But I've obviously got to look after myself also. I'm grateful to have you here with me until this stage. It must mean you care a lot. Or you don't know me and you find it somewhat entertaining to be here for this long. So help us God. I'd like to dude set some time with Mr. Tom, and just generally, I've bidded on moving back to my hometown whose only blockage in this matter is the scripture that reads, "A prophet has no honour in his own hometown," but I don't think I'm a prophet. I think I'm somebody who needs God. So God help me.